K-State baseball coming your way this evening against Omaha out at Toynton Family Stadium. We will finish things off with You Can't Be Serious and Jabroni of the Week here in just a few minutes. It's going to be a really fun Sweet 16 at Sprint Center this weekend. You got Oregon and Michigan, Kansas and Purdue. I actually think that Purdue matchup could give KU some problems. Purdue has a really good front court, which is one of Kansas's weaknesses. It shouldn't be a surprise that tickets are not easy to get a hold of for that, with Lawrence being in such close proximity to Kansas City. The lowest price to get in for that Kansas-Purdue game right now, Mitch, any guesses? You're kind of a money guy.
In the process of buying some Monday Night Raw tickets for Orlando.
It's just the, those are cheap. Totally the same thing.
Oh, man, they're like $200.
Price to get in to Sprint Center.
I'm 200. Why not?
252.
Okay.
So you're not too far off there. But that's a pretty expensive ticket, but that's understandable. What is causing some problems is, you know, those are just the tickets that are on like the secondary market, but there are 1,000 tickets that go to each school to be sold through the athletic department. And KU Athletics is only allowing those 1,000 tickets to be available to people that donate at least $25,000 annually to the school.
Whoa.
So essentially, you're talking about a $25,000 ticket to a Sweet 16 game. Yikes.
I just go through the Sprint Center, I guess, or secondary market.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how they get any of those sold.
Lucky
I mean,
for the Sprint Center, because KU kind of owes them money, right? Because they got bounced out of the Big 12 tournament early, so KU fans are selling their tickets for that. Now they're getting made up for it for them making the Sweet 16, possibly two more games.
I guess it would be pretty easy to do if you are an annual donor and you've already made your 2017 contribution or something like that. You've already given your $25,000 and you were going to do that anyway. I guess then it'd be fine to buy a ticket, but man, if you were like on the fence and you really wanted to get a ticket through KU Athletics, 25 G's? I don't think so. I know I'm not doing it.
I remember when K-State football 2012, it looked like they had a good shot of being in the national title. Started looking up flights, ticket prices for Miami, and man, those ticket prices for the national title game were not cheap because we weren't at the playoff yet, so it was just one game. But they were, man, around like $800 if you wanted to get in the building, get in the stadium.
But if you're a K-State fan, I'll tell you what right now, you're going to want to shell out that $250 to get into Sprint Center because Mitch Fortner has a guarantee for you. Purdue is in your Final Four. Purdue is in your Final Four.
The Boilermakers bounce the Jayhawks on whatever day they play.
And if you're a K-State fan, you'd want to see that in person, right? It may cost $250, but you get the experience of power and light and get the experience of all of the, you know, crying KU fans, everyone leaving Sprint Center.
And you get to see, as well, don't you get to see Oregon and Michigan play?
Yeah, sure.
That'll be a great game.
Priceless. That's a priceless experience right there. You can put it in the bank right now. Purdue over Kansas this weekend.
That's the only region I got completely right for the Sweet 16.
Well, and like we talked about in the first hour, getting any part of the Sweet 16 correct was kind of difficult this year. All right, Jabroni of the Week, you have anything good coming up for us?
There is a soccer player in Africa who thanked two women who he shouldn't have been thanking at the same time.
Okay. All right, that sounds intriguing. That will
Jabroni of the Week, man. It's going to be good.
That'll wrap up the show next.